Zion's not on there. You know, kind of give you an idea where he needs to get to. Now, it may be the end of next year, but the playoffs matter. Rand from the West Bank will get to you after we get to the Cajun Goat when we open up hour number three of the Sports Hangover. And you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. RumbleOn.com will buy them all. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Free pickup anywhere. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional Shea sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin.
Who should start, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a question, in my opinion. I know what Key's going to say.
You really put that out there? I mean, it's just the game.
Cam Newton, man. Stop, man. I understand we got Mac Jones effect. Stop. Stop it. They didn't go out and build this team right now for Mac Jones to be the starter.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
General D helping lead things off here in hour number three. Rodgers can claim out. Opting for COVID by July 2nd. Still get more than a few million without penalties. Got COVID. You think he's going to fly?
What, players jipping the system?
Find, hey, guys, how's it going? Holes? Yeah, I would love to come for training camp. Got COVID.
Look, if you could find a loophole and make money
Stop
anyway,
it.
You know.
More, why are you such Mr.
More
loophole?
Power to you.
800-998-1003 is the number to call into this, to get involved in the conversation if you would like to. You could also do it on social media at ESPN Radio NOLA, where you can chime in on our pair of questions of the day.
That's right, Gus. Pelicans fans, if Dame Lillard is on the table, if, remember, who's or what would you trade for him? You comment, like you said, at ESPN Radio NOLA or call in 800-998-1003.
And essentially, for most of our responses is
everything.
Anything and everything other than Zion.
Or everybody.
Yeah. And again, just to make sure, as Andrew Lopez, who joined us back at 12:30.
He did not demand.
He has not requested or demanded a trade. The only thing we do know from the Portland Trailblazers that is true, and that is that Chauncey Billups was officially named today as the head coach for your Portland Trailblazers. So, Jordan, we have four teams that have new head coaches in the NBA. They are?
Yeah, the Celtics with Mae Udoka, the Pacers with Rick Carlisle, the Mavs with Jason Kidd, and the Blazers, like you just mentioned, Gus, with Chauncey Billups. And there's three teams left.
Three teams.
The Wizards,
yep.
The Magic, and your New Orleans Pelicans.
All right, to the phone lines we go. We bring in the Cajun Goat. Sir, how are you today?
All right, Gus, I'm doing pretty good. I was calling about the playoffs, man, and I hate the national media's reference on this year's playoffs. That they want to put an asterisk by this one because of all the injury. Well, let's start with the injuries, okay? Half the guys that are injured the all-stars that are injured were injured during the year to begin with, or they were on load management, or there was something else they were on. The guys that are getting injured are guys that really haven't played a full season or were in good enough shape to play, but nobody mentions that stuff. The Trey Young one, to me, was just a freak accident. The guy went out of bounds. You step so far out that you trip, that you put your foot on it. That's just an oddball one. But, I mean, the rest of them were guys that were already pre-injured or guys that stay injured. Kawhi's a guy that pretty much load manages because he has bad knees to begin with. Anthony Davis just likes street clothes. And, you know, Kyra, the one for Brooklyn, point guard, just a bad deal coming down on somebody's foot. Mm-hmm. But the guy, Kyrie Irving, and he didn't even play the full season. He was another one under load management. So they're trying to make this like, oh, well, we might have to put an asterisk by this because we didn't have enough superstars in it. Because if it's not New York or if it's not L.A., it's not a real championship if somebody wins.
That's a great point, Kendrick. No, I hear you. Apparently, all this doesn't matter, by the way, for you.
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
We need to get one of those Charles Barkley buttons. You know, hit the woo.
Oh yeah, you mean like the one we said, I guarantee. Yeah, go ahead.
Gus, nobody says that there should be an asterisk by the COVID season when it was a half a season. Nobody says that should have an asterisk because you didn't play the full games. And remember who had the best record in the bubble? The team that's now looks like they're going to go to the championship in the Sun.
KG, you always give a lot of different opinions on a lot of the players and everything. I want to ask you this because we pulled up the tweet that happened on Friday that I was talking to the guys here over the weekend. Then the four players, of course, you know, this is just it's a topic, but it was a topic on GetUp. And it was, here are your four players. Of the four, who are you starting a franchise with today? The four players quickly.
Yeah, with their ages, Trae Young, 22, Devin Booker, 24, Donovan Mitchell, 24, and Luka Doncic, 22. No Zion.
Of those four, who are you picking?
I'm probably picking Luka because I just like his game, and I like how he can slow it down, pick it up, and he's a big body. He has a little bit more durable body than them other guys are kind of small guys. And, you know, like you just said, Gus, in the NBA, you got to have a little size, you know. For a guard, I mean, Luka's a pretty big guard. He can shoot the ball well and everything else. Mm-hmm. I guess I would pick him first. I like Devin Booker, too, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
the fact
I'm right
calling
on
baby
board
mama
with Devin
right
Booker.
Now. Yeah, exactly. I was going to go Booker, Mitchell, or Mitchell, Booker, those two, just because of their leadership skills. And the only reason I moved Luka to three was because of what happened the last couple of weeks or so. And I'm not saying that Kobe and MJ didn't have this mentality and all this stuff. I have a problem when you lay me out in front of me players of the similar age group. Some, you know, are leading by example and saying, I'm going to do better. I need to move on. We've seen Donovan Mitchell literally cry last year, cry this year. Like, he's bothered by it. You know, Booker, I try to be like Kobe and all that. And you hear some of the other younger players, Luka being one, I'm just unhappy. And the story this week, him and Porzingis don't get along. It seems like I'm having to deal more with your emotional and mental state.
Or your ego.
And I'm not saying that's not the case for every player that's ever played. You have to have a certain amount of that, but you understand what I'm getting at? Like, those two guys.
Yeah, I got you.
But
you
got to
say the same for Donovan Mitchell.
No.
Because if you remember last year, Donovan Mitchell wanted out of the Jazz.
Donovan Mitchell
did not like his teammates. But not only that, the only reason I don't have Donovan Mitchell with the top two is because every year, I haven't seen him yet a full year where he hasn't got hurt. I'm not on them injury bug guys too much. No. Yeah. You know, unlike Booker and unlike Luka still plays through a lot of his stuff, but Donovan doesn't. So, I mean, that's the only reason I don't. I mean, you're not going to lose with any one of them, to be honest with you. You stick any one of them on the Pelicans, and the Pelicans are going to be in the playoffs next year. So,
thank you, Cajun Goat.
Yeah. All right, boys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Appreciate the phone call. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation here. We go to the Best Bank. Randy, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, Gus?
How are you today?
I'm doing good, man. We just got our power back here over on in Marrero, man.
Oh no, man, that stinks, dude. How long were you without power?
About 2 hours. They had a wreck on Barataria, hit the pole, knocked it out.
It's not funny. I shouldn't laugh. I'm just saying it's not.
A man's been without an EAC for 2 hours.
I drive down David Drive every morning to bring my kid to school or camp, and, you know, it's just littered with power lines, like, right there on the curb. I'm like, that wasn't very smart thinking. You know, I know you can't do it underground, but, I don't know, a few feet off of the... I'm shocked that it didn't happen more, you know? So, anyway, what's up, man? What you got for us today?
Yeah, man, I was just calling. I just wanted to touch on the College World Series.
Yeah.
And so the Cajun Goat, he mentioned, you know, with the asterisk. I think there's definitely got to be an asterisk by this championship series, man.
Okay.
And I want to talk about Mark Emmerich, too. You know, how embarrassing is that? So what I want to know is, what would have happened if NC State would have won that game against Vanderbilt?
I think the same thing that's happened now. It just would have been declared that they can't continue on. I don't think the win or loss had anything to do with it.
Well, what happens tonight if a Mississippi State player tests positive? Then what happens? You know what I'm saying? So
no, look, that's why I keep saying, Rand, that there's so many people that were really bothered by this decision from this aspect of it is what you have fans in the stands that you don't know if we're vaccinated or not and have no masks. Also,
right,
if you have certain players that can continue, do you let them continue? Then you have if it's a vaccinated player that has it, most of the literature and stuff says that he can't give it. So should those players still be allowed to play? Or not? There's a lot of people that wonder what the NCAA did there, because again, you can maybe keep it a day. You can prolong it to sort of see what the numbers are, if that's the case. But again, we played Boo Kerrigan, the AD. Jordan, I want to say, if I remember accurately, he said 8 additional after the 2 that you had. So you had a total of 10 players. So I guess what he was saying is then their medical experts are saying, well, man, if it went from 2 to 10, you're basically your whole team is. So, you know.
Right, but what happens if we test everybody in the stands that aren't wearing a mask? You see what I'm saying? Like, so they could have, so as soon as Mark Emmerich kicked him out of the tournament, they could have went and bought a ticket and watched the game.
Correct.
But they couldn't have been on the field and played the game.
Correct. Which is why some people don't think it makes a lot of sense.
So that's the protocol that we have in a championship series.
Yeah.
Man, that just don't make a lot of sense to me, man. And I'm not the brightest person in the world, but, you know, I just think that I'm not saying he wouldn't have done it to a Vanderbilt or an LSU or somebody like that, but I think because it was NC State, it was a little bit easier to as a decision for him. You know, it don't sit well.
I don't know from that aspect of it because especially they had turned into, somewhat of a Cinderella story this year of gotten it. But look, here's the thing. You had 13 players Friday. An additional 8 players get tested. I mean, are you even going to be able to field 9? I mean, they had just 13 players available Friday. So I think that's part of what they were saying is you only have 13 that can play. Then add an additional 8 that came back of those 13.
Right. I understand that, and I would just say one thing. Okay, did they offer the coach and NC State, did they tell them, okay, if we get everybody vaccinated from here and we, you know, maybe put the game off a day, if we get everybody vaccinated in your team, if everybody is okay with getting vaccinated, could they have continued to play?
Well, again, here's the thing. You can't get vaccinated if you have it. I mean, it's not going to do you any good. Well, it's not going to go away in a day. But, I mean, look, the coach said they had 14 players that elected to not get vaccinated. My understanding is that all the SEC teams did. Vandy has all vaccinations. I think Mississippi State, the same thing, too. Now, whether or not you felt like it was a mandate by the conferences or not, you know, again, I was mentioning earlier today the tweet that the WNBA is 99% NFL team. I think the Saints came out and said that, even though the NFL is saying, look, there are going to be differences this year. If you want to cover the team, you can go in the locker room and all that, but you have to be vaccinated. So it's sort of like, you know, understanding that there's more access to you and there's probably a better opportunity for you to not be interrupted by COVID if you get vaccinated. And then it's your choice if you want to do that or not. I mean, when you show up there with 14 players, and to your point, how they got it, my guess would probably be, well, you have parents there, you have friends there, you have girlfriends there. Are you allowed to leave the hotel? My guess is you probably are. So, especially since the restrictions have been lifted, and as you mentioned already, you can go to the game and buy a ticket. So my guess is, you know, you go meet up for dinner with parents and friends, or say hello to your girlfriend and give her a hug, and she's been in the stands, or they've been in the stands, and, you know, and that's how, so I don't know. I mean, do you sit there and say, hey, to the 14 I didn't get vaccinated, you guys got to stay in a hotel? You know?
Yeah, it gets confusing. I just don't feel like a healthy 20-year-old should be getting vaccinated in the first place. But that's my opinion. But I appreciate you for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for the phone call.
All right.
Marlon Favorite will join us next. We'll talk to him when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I haven't laid a bomb, because heaven's got a number when she's spinning me around. Kissing is a collar, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodeau Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
Just as you put fuel in your car to drive from point A to point B, you need to put fuel in the form of food in your body to achieve peak performance. Good nutrition leads to increased recovery, high concentration, high confidence, and ultimately high performance.
The first tip to good sports nutrition is increasing the number of times you eat per day. An example of a well-balanced day would include breakfast, a mid-morning snack, lunch, pre-practice snack, recovery snack, dinner, and an optional nighttime snack. This is helpful because the athlete may experience an increase in stabilized metabolism, maintain level blood sugars, receive constant energy and nutrients to muscles, prevent late night overeating, and ensure adequate calories throughout the day.
Breakfast is your kickstart for the day to maintain focus, return blood sugars to normal, and be your best as early as possible. Some good breakfast foods may be a smoothie, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, apple slices with peanut butter, waffle with fresh fruit, egg and turkey sausage, or yogurt. Lunch sustains metabolism, stabilizes blood sugar, and assists in meeting caloric goals. Some good lunch options may be peanut butter sandwich, turkey club sandwich, grilled chicken salad, ham and cheese wrap, or grilled tuna with vegetables. Snacks fuel your body, provide energy before workout, keeps you focused all day, maintains stable blood sugar, and keeps you from overeating at any given meal. Some good snacks may be roasted nuts, cracker and pretzel mix, bananas, peanut butter, or yogurt with fresh fruit.
Snacks play an important role in recovery nutrition, which means the body needs to refuel energy stores with carbohydrates, repair and rebuild muscle tissue with proteins, and rehydrate with water and electrolytes.
Timing is everything when it comes to your recovery snack, so be sure to refuel your body within 30 to 60 minutes post-workout, practice, or game.
If you have questions about nutrition before activity, snacks play an important role in recovery nutrition, which means the body needs to refuel energy stores with carbohydrates, repair and rebuild muscle tissue with proteins, and rehydrate with water and electrolytes. Please call the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional at 985-493-4502 or visit us at Thibodeau.com. 985-493-4502 or visit us at Thibodeau.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodeau Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodeau.com. Call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodeau.com.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I love Toast because she's a lazy diva. She's sleeping right now. She's so loving. She's so comforting. When I walked into the shelter, I knew right then that she was special.
Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
He's like this thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Always love catching up with Marlon Favorite. A big Fave 504 is the way to follow her on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the way to check out the podcast. Marlon, good afternoon to you. How was your weekend, sir?
Pretty good, Gus. Busy, to say the least. We had Nichols State Camp this weekend, and, you know, we did our training sessions this weekend as well out in Baton Rouge. So, you know, it's just Monday from a full week. So,
right.
Pretty good, brother.
You know, I was going to say, I know the weather has been interesting, to say the least. I know when we talked to you Friday, you told us that you had just finished the workout and it was hot, and then the last couple of days, including this morning, you're getting these little downpours that hit here as well. Look, man, 5 weeks to start of NFL training camp, but you've been mentioning the workouts and the camps that you've been doing and the 7-on-7s and things of that nature for high school football kids. How close are we for them to start getting into their new season?
Well, they're about right at that period, about 4 to 5 weeks away. Like my son and his team, I think they're wrapping up right at the end of, about mid-July, they wrap up, and they get a little break, and they get right back in the fall ball in August. So they follow that NFL schedule, of course. Most NFL teams go back the last week of July.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that feeling, you know, you're fine-tuning right now. Guys are doing 7-on-7s, as you mentioned, 1-on-1, starting to work on those little bit of things that they need to, that their coaches may have told them after the postseason evaluation. Those are some of the little pieces that they're working on now.
I think one of the things that I'm going to find interesting here as well is, you know, we're just talking about obviously a situation with NC State having to, go no contest and not be able to play and try to make it to the national championship series here as well. Were you surprised last year that the season, as much as it could in high school football, got through the way it did? I mean, obviously, not only do you cover it, but you have a son playing high school football last year. Was it remarkable to it? Did you kind of, you know, marvel at the fact that that sort of happened? You didn't miss games or have a shot to play in the playoffs?
I felt like those kids were superstars, Gus, to have to go through the pandemic, put your family at risk, have to follow protocols as young adults that us adults were struggling with at the time to keep up things that were mandated, and to still play a season. Now, of course, you had a good bunch of the kids that may have missed some games. Fortunately, my son and his teammates at De La Salle, they didn't miss any games, but across the state, that's all you were hearing, different guys missing games and things of that nature. So I think the fact that now kids are back to some normalcy and able to get their season going, things are much better. But Gus, what I'm starting to notice too, and this will probably be a really good segment for us one day. Last year, those juniors, guys coming out of their sophomore season, heading to their junior season, not being able to attend the different football camps, not being able to get evaluated. So I think that's the more interesting thing from this summer, how packed these camps are, because guys are finally being able to get out and get evaluated.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I think will be interesting moving forward here as well is having as much as of a regular off season as you've had almost in 2 years. It's hard to actually believe that, right? But getting, how important, I guess, is those camps, these workouts, these 7-on-7s that we're seeing you hold and all those kids get in there to be able to get that work? Cause you couldn't do that last year, right?
You couldn't at all. It's super important. That's their resume. A lot of these guys, if you're not a big recruit and a guy that they were on before the pandemic, you have to get evaluated. You have to pass the eyeball test, not just by size and vision of the kid, but also listening to them make calls on the field, watching them going 1-on-1, the decisions that they make for receivers adjusting on a ball. You know, those are the things that the guys had to get straight. And finding the right fit. Everybody won't get an opportunity to go to Tulane, won't be able to go to LSU. and, you know, making sure that those particular kids are information is getting out. That's what Conquer Sports Pros does. We get the information out to the different colleges so they can take a look at some of the students to see exactly if they fit their program. So I think that's, to me, Gus, those seven-on-sevens, those one-on-ones, aren't just kids just working on their craft. It's that, but they're also them getting a chance to get looked at by scouts.
Speak with Marlon Favorite, as we do once, twice a week here. Marlon, I think one of the things that I'm going to enjoy as well moving forward as we're getting closer is to obviously training camp and all the legit storylines that you have. And you know what? Over the weekend, it was released, apparently it was last week, per Luke Johnson now saying that it was last week, but there's Jameis Winston, throwing and, you know, doing different drills and things of that nature. A, have you seen the video and the footage of Jameis with everybody?
I didn't, but I did see him working out through the pop-up bags with his boxing coach. Okay. I did see that.
Well, you know, you never know. He may go into boxing and stuff, but I'll send you the video. But he's there working with Traquan Smith, Deontay Harris, little Jordan Humphrey and things of that nature. And look, you know, he's there with his helmet and he's going through all the routes. There's a couple of other videos where you show him kind of going through the motions in the huddle and doing all those other aspects of it just to try to get to learn and the read of certain, I guess, receivers. On the second video, you see him with back shoulder throws. You're just trying to work on things that are more about timing than really about how you're being covered. And I think that's going to sort of help, right, obviously, once you get to camp here at the end of the month.
It will. Being able to get out there with the receivers, go through the different routes. You know, these guys are familiar with the offense now. They've been in a while, so they can talk through, hey, man, on this play right here, let's say, for instance, if a cornerback is cheating inside, I'm a pump hard inside. I can go on inside. I'm going to go outside. The ball will be available there. Those little things are why these summer workouts are super important for the players, especially we're starting a new era here with Jameis Winston. You know, we're in a situation where New Orleans is going to see another side of Sean Payton. You know, the last 19 years, we've seen this one pro-style offense. It's been a beautiful sight. Now you're going to see a young quarterback who's still young. Jameis is like 27 years old, really mold this offense and Sean Payton show off his offensive coordinating skills.
Okay. Got to give you a couple of NFL tidbits here that are fun. Just ESPN put out today. Everybody's off season essentially, and for Dallas, your team, off season summed up in three words or fewer: Dak is back. Is that the way you sort to summarize the Dallas Cowboys back. Off season? Dak is back. Well, everything's good.
Things are good with Dak. Dak is back. You know, I know Joe's going to get me a Dak is back 3X T-shirt. You know, here for the season.
Okay.
And hey, look at the weapons around. You know, you got Ezekiel back. You know, they built that offensive line back up. Defensively, they look good. They got two SEC cats at the cornerback position. So I'm excited in seeing how this team is going to, in a very complex, but don't know it. The NFC East is like this NBA playoff right now. You don't know what team is going to be, you know, do what. So it will be fun to watch them this season. Dak is back. I like it.
Okay. Dak is back.
I thought you want a Dak attack T-shirt.
Well, we want that D-line to attack for the Cowboys. So gotcha. we're gonna figure out. But we need Dak to, you know, be back in full swing. Because y'all do know he was on course to putting up MVP numbers.
I hear you.
Hurt.
Just as long as the shirt doesn't say Dak on his back. Because the number one the number one goal, per ESPN says, is the offensive line coming back to form. So it's... Don't want Dak on his back. That means he got sacked.
Don't put Dak on his back. He's back, but we don't want him on his back. Hello, somebody.
But it's saying it's real easy. Mike Triplett submitted offseason summed up in three words or fewer: retooling, not rebuilding. The offseason goal is, well, basically, you got a couple: quarterback, defensive tackle, linebacker, cornerback, starting jobs. When it comes to that, biggest question still to be answered: quarterback, Jameis or Taysom. I just keep looking at it as I look. But see what happens in these preseason games. But I at this point, I'd be kind of shocked if it's not Jameis Winston, having been a starter, seeing these videos that he's working with players. It's got to help, right?
It does, Gus. Here's the thing. Taysom is going to be better than he was the year before and the year before. because I think he's just getting more comfortable the fact that he's actually being an active player. But to say he's our starting quarterback right now, I just don't, you know, it's just far. It's very far. Is he capable of leading the team? Yes, he showed us some flashes, but again, I just know, you know, you take a Heisman Trophy, a national championship, a proven starting quarterback. Now, Taysom's value, it's up there. It's up there. I'm not saying it's Alvin Kamara's value, but it's up there. His packages, what it does to defenses in terms of having to adjust. You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to throw the ball, run it. So he's definitely valuable, and he's definitely, you know, worth what he's getting.
See, now something else I'm going to be interested in, that we have to wait, obviously, Marlon, until training camp starts and we see some games. If Jameis wins it, how much will and should you use Taysom Hill? You know? I mean, you probably used him as much to try to, like, and a lot of times Saints fans were upset when Drew's rolling and the offense is rolling and they felt they did, right? So that's going to be a very interesting question to see how Sean approaches it. If you go back to him being a jack-of-all-trades sort of guy, is he going to battle and be your backup quarterback? And he's your backup quarterback. That means then he's your backup quarterback. So let's just see. Marlon, looking forward to the rest of your podcast here this week, man. Another guest, let me know what we got, and we can promote it for you, bud.
Yeah, man, we got Reggie Jones. I'll keep you guys posted. Absolutely.
At BigFave504 is the way to follow over on Twitter. BigFave. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a good week, fellas.
There he goes.
See you, Marlon.
30 minutes left. A couple of questions of the day we threw out there. We'd love to get your opinion on it. A little more sound from it in tonight. Can Chris Paul get to his first NBA Finals? Jordan, they're up 3-1. They play tonight, 8 o'clock on ESPN. And don't forget, right here on ESPN New Orleans at 5:40, our coverage of the College World Series Championship Series will begin. Vandy, Mississippi State, game one, best of three on ESPN New Orleans. I don't want you to think that you're the first one. Leave me out here on my own. Cause this ain't gonna be the first time this old cowboy spent the night alone.
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Craig LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at CraigLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Craig LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Do they have a home and or car? Are they saving lots of money? Do they seem unusually happy? Do they have a child named GEICO?
GEICO! Dinner time!
Have they recently purchased a drone? That's unrelated to the GEICO thing, I'd just really like to try one. But if you notice these other things, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game, and now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
At Real Supernola, Jordan posted the videos of Jameis. There's a clap out of the huddle. This is a good, I don't know, 40, 50-yard pass right down the middle.
And there was like a little,
post pass as well. Then he throws a bomb that's about like 60 yards. Jameis. Look at this. I think this is like drone footage too, man. It's pretty good quality.
They are in Miami.
Mm-hmm. There he is in the huddle. Jameis in the huddle. Throws a little fade route to the back right pylon. That's a touchdown. Then he rolls right. I like the back shoulder throw to Traquan. The 2-yard line there. Just turns around and throws it to his back on the left side. What do you think? Oh, there we go. Audio. Oh, look at that. That's a completion of 5 yards, Jordan. This is what I miss.
You know how we were talking about...
That doesn't excite you at all?
No.
What?
I mean, the series is most likely over now.
What are you talking? What happened now?
Rachel Nichols, 14 minutes ago. The Clippers are listing center Zubac as questionable for tonight due to an MCL sprain in his right knee.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're going to get destroyed in the paint if you don't have that guy.
Look, I think, again, tonight on ESPN, 8 o'clock, Clippers and Suns. Phoenix up 3-1 now. That game was kind of a bit of a blowout for a bit, and then the Clippers came back. And, you know, Phoenix found a way to hold on and win that game. I just think, and after that game, Chris Paul was like, hey, you're 3-1 again, as he was with Houston. And he's like, don't tell me about 3-1. I got a game to go. I will say this. In watching the Hawks-Bucks series, I think Milwaukee's the more talented team of those two. But I also think they have a bit of some mental issues.
The Bucks.
I think when a narrative of this postseason is your head coach doesn't make adjustments, I think when literally people with verified blue check marks that cover the league go, can Budenholzer get fired within the series and hire a new coach now? When you have a two-time MVP that, he said it even yesterday, he's okay with Chris Middleton being their guy. He has some confidence issues sometimes. You know, we've seen him this postseason, Jordan. I'm going to shoot threes. Right? Remember that one game? He just started shooting threes, like 23 of them or something. It was insane. So it's him after the game and win yesterday.
It was freaking unbelievable. Carried the team at the end, man. And just, you know, being able to, like, he turned the ball over like 2 times. And after that, he was like locked in. He was like, pass me the ball. And we were giving the ball. You know, and after talking the pass, that there's moments that, you know, we know when to set screens for him. We know when he wants the ball. And that was the moment. We were like, get the hell out of the way, give him the ball, take us home, Chris, and that's what he did. And as I said, you know, I talked to him a little bit in the locker room. You know, what I saw today was unbelievable, and for me it was greatness.
Look, I agree. Here's the thing, too. I mean, I think a lot of times, too, you have to, if he was feeling it, and he was, when he started knocking down some shots, next thing you know, it's a 6-0 run, an 8-0 run, a 10, and it's all Chris Middleton, you pass him the ball, right?
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing with Biggs, and I know we, you know, there was that, I heard this morning on one show that, you know, it's got to be another guy to make the shot because Giannis, I mean, he can make plays, but he's not going to be the guy to get you that 3-point shot. Chris Middleton can get you that 3-point shot. And with how Giannis was shooting the free throw last night, I mean, it just wasn't really going down for him. He was 6 of 13 from the line. So when you have a guy that, you know, can't make and ones and then can't convert on the, at the free throw line, mm-hmm. you're going to have some trouble sticking to that game plan with Giannis.
Again, I'm not giving media a pass, but I wonder if this is a lot of unfortunate filling content to the point where literally a guy is playing well. We've gone over this. You need several players. Mm-hmm. You got to have a good team all the way around from your backup guy to whatever. I mean, what man has done and Reggie Jackson has done for the Clippers have kept them in, right? So you got to have your Kawhi, you got to have your, you know, Paul George. But without those guys, you're not in the series, you're not in the game.
Well, you saw with Joker, I mean, right. he didn't have.
No,
Jamal,
I mean, you have
Murray
to have other guys, though. I mean, so the reason I'm bringing it up is because, you know, this narrative all of a sudden of just, well, how good is Giannis? He's I mean, it's great. I don't know why we feel the need, and I don't do it, but why does national media feel the need to make you great or terrible after every game? After every game. Paul George misses those free throws in game one. It hurt him. Right?
Right.
Phoenix won the game. But then he bounced back. What was it? Game two, he missed it. And in game three, came back. Literally that next morning after that win, which the series, you know, was 2-1. Hey, should the narrative of Paul George being a playoff choker be over? I'm like, my goodness, why is that though? He's still a good player.
I mean, Giannis had 33 you know? Points and 11 rebounds. Like
33 and 11.
33-11.
Yeah. And we're wondering, you know, who's like, back. Like, what does it matter? I mean, like, but the problem is today's kids, Jordan, and I say kids, today's athletes spend so much time on social media and have so many people around them. They're people, as they're called, that I think it creates something. You're right. I mean, why, how do you even get to this point of counting how long Giannis takes to shoot free throws? This is the Atlanta Arena last night.
It's a requirement versus Milwaukee.
Collins committing his second foul. It's a potential three-point play.
13 seconds. But, like, that comes from talk radio, ESPN, TNT talking about this and making this decision. But the guy... Let me tell you something. I'm in Milwaukee. Take as long as you need to make sure you make a free throw. I mean, when you're 6 of 13.
Before this whole Giannis thing came out with him taking so long at the free throw line, how many people?
Not a one.
How many people even knew?
Not a one.
That there was like a penalty.
That's exactly
for
right.
Holding on to the ball too long while you're at the line warming up.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost guarantee you 70 to 75% of the people that watch basketball probably didn't know anything about the rule. And now everyone's, you know, a master. You better get rid of the ball in time.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love, I think the NBA needs more of that from its fans.
I do.
Because I think it definitely helps grow the game.
I love that.
Makes it more interactive.
I love that. It's organic as well. And I've always told you this. You know, that's what I think. Just the good side of hockey or some soccer. The bad side is what we saw after Spain's win today.
Oh, yeah.
And after goal, stuff. People are throwing water bottles at these athletes. Stop it. So you're angry. Gosh. Tell your team to stop the goal. It's not their fault. But I like that. And that's not racial. That's not talking about your mom, you know, things of that nature. That's good stuff. I mean, that creates an environment. That creates a home and a road
and
environment.
And you saw it affected him last night. I mean,
yeah.
13 trips at the line. Yeah. He only made six.
But isn't that incredible? Guys won two MVPs. Oh, well, you know, is he the lead character? You know, the guy that... I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, Robin's still not that bad, right? I mean, they're both superheroes here, right? Or is just one superhero and the other just a sidekick?
I'll be Robin.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, wait.
Give me the gadgets and be able to hang out with Batman. I'm down with that.
No.
I mean, I don't...
No,
is it that bad?
Now we're hypocrites.
Why?
Because then we look at someone in L.A. and we were just dogging him for being Robin past 2 years.
I wasn't. I told you last year he carried the Lakers and he should have been the MVP. But he's okay with being Robin. There's some people that are okay with what does this
I'm gonna,
even
I'm
mean?
Gonna stick to, I'm going to stick to my guns because I've been
important?
Saying this whole time. That,
why is this even important? You know?
We were saying how bad it was to be a sidekick. And now all of a sudden it's good to be a sidekick because we're not talking about AD.
How excited are you to see Chris Paul get to the final? Well, he's got to win tonight.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx him yet.
I'm not jinxing him. But I just think these guys are, I mean, that
I
dude's locked
to,
in. He's probably at the arena right now, actually.
I don't know who
he's
to.
Probably pacing.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be the Bucks and the Suns. I don't want to jinx anything, but I cannot wait for that series because there's just two guys on both of those teams that, you know, played with, you know, Hornets/Pelicans.
Yeah.
And it's just two guys that I want to see succeed in the NBA more than anything.
Here's PJ Carlisle on what a Bucks and Suns final would look like.
I want to lean toward Milwaukee a little bit because of experience. Now, they don't have finals experience. This will be the deepest they've gone if they get to the finals. but I like their versatility. I think they have a little bit more of an inside-outside. I think there's going to be more pressure on DeAndre Ayton, and he's done that. He's had no problem with it so far. And I also think that the Milwaukee backcourt, no one's going to stop Devin Booker and Chris Paul, but it's a very good defensive backcourt, and it's also long when you look at Chris Middleton. So I think I'd give a slight advantage to the Bucks going in, but I think if that does end up being our NBA Finals key, I think it'll be a great, I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be a 6 or 7 if it ends up those two going against each other.
I think it'd be fun to watch.
I think it's the better finals matchup amongst all of them. I just don't find the Clippers entertaining, man. Even when they had Kawhi Leonard.
Why are you so down on the clip?
Oh, that just seemed very blunt.
I just want to make it easy and simple as possible for those guys. And just tell them, you know, you just want to try to win every time out and just try to win every quarter. Don't think about the game. Don't think about three games. Just think about winning each quarter. And I think that's how we approached it in Cleveland in 2016. Just trying to win each quarter and putting yourself in a position to win at the end of the game. And that's got to be our mindset and our focus tonight.
There you go. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. Final segment if you'd like to chime in. When we come back, I do want to, you know, touch on this so we can continue this conversation tomorrow if you like as well. We've had a couple of calls already, and it kind of seemed like they were supportive of the hire of Chauncey Billups and Jason Kidd. Kendrick Perkins on ESPN defended the hires, saying it deserved the opportunity. Dominic Foxworth says it's a bad look. I'll play both sides when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
You'll stay for the night, so I'm coming.
I don't wanna be lonely, baby, please tell me.
I wanna love you all over.
Do you believe in love?
Join us for our Ram Spotlight sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Allstate is known for quality insurance, but you might not know them for low rates. That's about to change. With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto. You know what else you might not know? The chicken came before the egg. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. As always, we always make sure that we get our messages out to those that need it. Jordan, it only took you 2 hours and 50 minutes.
I know. I feel like a dirtbag.
Yeah. Well, you should.
I already told them this, though, at the in the morning.
That you feel like a dirtbag? You woke up in the morning, got the sleepies out your eyes, and said, hey.
I said happy birthday.
Okay.
But I wanted to say it on air.
Yeah. Well, you're going to sing it now.
I'm not singing it.
Oh, yeah. You're singing.
I'm not singing nothing.
Yeah. You got the backgrounds of Stevie Wonder, though.
No.
Oh, you're going to say it.
Are we even allowed to play the happy birthday song? Or no?
Why can't I play the happy birthday?
I don't know. It was like some kind of fine you got it.
What are you talking about? And even if that was the case, why are you bringing it up? Mm-hmm. Why would you mention that?
I don't know.
Now you got me thinking, why? No, I can play whatever I want. What's wrong with you?
Either way, happy birthday, Papa Cleaver, turning the big 6-1. Last year was a big milestone with 60.
Wow.
Now he's into it.
He's a year in.
He's a year in.
A year in. Wow.
We mainly celebrated yesterday. I got him a cake and some ice cream.
Did you cut the grass for him?
Again, we don't have the equipment. He also brought that up to me last Friday. He's like, man, you don't do anything around that. You don't cut the lawn. I'm like, I'm guessing you listened to the show. He's like, yes, I did.
Well, so, I mean, did you at least pay the lawn man this month? I mean, you could have covered the... You know,
I could have.
You could have covered the month of July for him.
I could have.
You know, Dad, I got next month. It's on me. It's on me. You could have done that.
I could have.
Did you get the groceries yesterday?
I got the cake and the ice cream yesterday.
That's really big of you.
What?
What else did you get him?
We got him a card for today.
A card?
We got him a card
for
today.
Oh, wow. What are we saving up for, by the way? I'm just making sure because
he bought himself a pit last week, so I mean.
Did you at least get like some accessory pack for the grill or something? Did you, you know.
He bought the grill so fast. I was trying to. You told me about the pellet grill.
Yeah.
Didn't even get a chance to talk to him about it. And he's like, "We got one on the way."
Dude, my leg quarters yesterday with the corn on the cob. Just he's throw it on there, husk and all. Oh my gosh, dude! I'm serious. I'm actually very angry at myself that I waited that long. I debated over it for 2 years,
yes.
3 years.
I remember you were looking at.
Oh, I my wife was gonna leave. I mean, all I did was just that in my truck. I want a truck. So she's
like, and your sunglasses.
And my sunglasses. But she's like, essentially like, do I have to hear about this again? Just go get the grill.
Yes.
I'm like, all right. She's like, what is it? Like $200? I'm like, yeah, that's the problem. It's not.
Times three.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. 4 cookings on it and literally.
But you best believe she's going to be enjoying everything that gets cooked off of
it. She has absolutely
exactly.
Enjoyed it. Dude, the corn just, what do you like, the green meat? The veggies have surprised me.
My dad says, just text thanks.
Oh, happy birthday there, Dean. Happy birthday. Good job. It's a good man. He really is. Dude, it's so crispy. Like, it just, oh, it's so good. Very good. May throw something on there.
Oh, right? I know you will. You found your chicken though over the weekend, huh?
No, well that's leg quarters.
Those look good.
Yeah, it's a leg and a thigh, right?
You and Dean must have been on the same wavelength because he made some thighs for.
Can't find wings. Still on the look. Still on the lookout. And I know. Look, somebody sent me a picture. Like, oh, I found it. But it's like 10. I need more than 10 wings. I can put down 10 wings. I need the big pack.
You see, this is why we have to specify things.
Well, I need a little bit more. Some interesting news because I do think it will maybe express a little bit more tomorrow about Pelicans fans seeing other teams lock down their head coaches. Celtics got theirs. Pacers got theirs. Mavericks got theirs. Blazers announcing officially today they got theirs. Wizards, Magics, Pels left of the 7 teams that were at job openings. But as I said, look, A, it's very important you get this one right. And the name Udoka, Kidd, Billups, Carlisle, I don't think ever from the get-go was... I know there were some Pels fans that liked Billups that have called here, right? I've mentioned I like Sam Cassell. That seems to be a name that's tied right now to the Wizards. He has some history with the front office there, has a connection with Bradley Beal, apparently. I like Sam Cassell. I don't know what kind of coach he's going to be, but in my, I feel sound like you, my YouTube research.
There you go. It does a lot.
I saw lots of videos with him and players of the Clippers and such when he was there with Doc Rivers. He seems to communicate well. He's about defense. He's about in your face sort of, you know, that it sort of, you know. Attitude and factor, and I like them. I like them.
YouTube
apparently, what I'm heard and what I've heard is that the Pelicans players want a former player. So both the gentleman, Jacque Vaughn and Charles Lee, have been former players. Those seem to be the two primary candidates. Now, Andrew didn't elaborate into the name, but he said there might possibly be one other. I don't think it's this one. But Shams from The Athletic said the Orlando are kind of focusing their search, and it seems that they interviewed one that is surprising, but man, if you remember back in the day, maybe you get it. Memphis coach Penny Hardaway interviewed with the Orlando Magic, and he's emerged a serious candidate. Look, you got a fan base there. I mean, what's going on in Orlando?
I don't know if Penny's the guy.
Well, he played there.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the only connection.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty good connection. It's a good name.
And who's still there that's from his era.
Okay, but he's into coaching, and I think it helps. It gets your fan base at least a little excited as to bringing in somebody that doesn't have a connection.
Right.
We just literally went through 2 weeks of every LSU fan telling me I need a connection. Like he has to at least have popcorn in the stands before he can coach the LSU Fighting Tigers. By the way, 4:30 at the box, Jay Johnson will be officially introduced.
Yes.
You can go. Fans are welcome. They're being asked to show up. 4 o'clock, the gates will open. Enter through gate two. Gate two, 4 o'clock for the introductory presser at 4:30. And then after they introduce them, there'll be an on-the-field Q&A with Chris Blair and the new coach of your LSU Fighting Tiger. So if you want to go see him, meet him, hear what he has to say, you can. It'll be at the box.
Do fans get to ask a question?
I don't know. What would be your question, since apparently you threw that in there?
Well, if I was a fan, it would be a fan question.
What's your question?
Are we going back to Omaha next year?
Man. You realize how many times? Did you see the pictures that LSU Baseball tweeted out there?
I've seen a few of them.
And Tim and Paul.
Oh, yeah, standing at the statue. Yep.
And then it's him, Bertman, and Paul in a dugout.
Oh, there's high expectations.
You think?
Unearthly expectations.
When he was announced the leader of future national champions.
Oh, that's what LSU Baseball tweeted out.
That's what they tweeted
out. Very bold of them.
I would just say that's nice that you have those pictures. I think they should stop after today. I think that's kind of been from people that I've talked to. It's not just a shadow. Skip's there all the time. if you got to make it your own program, you got to make it your own program. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, I think like people would walk in down the hallway. What's up, Coach O? You know what Nick's doing in Alabama today? Nick did this while he was here. Nick does that. Uncle Les did this.
Did you see what Nick did today?
Although you probably don't want to do a lot of things that Uncle Les was doing. That's never mind. That's a bad example. Yeah. No, bad example.
Very bad.